Is this the first podcast of the Media Education Lab? Woo! All right. What is the Media Education Lab? It's an online community. It's a community of learners. It's a state of mind. It's people who have a lot of intellectual curiosity about the skills and competencies that are needed for using media and technology in contemporary society.
Welcome to the Media Ed Podcast, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Media Education Lab. I'm your host, Yanti Friesen, co-director of the Media Education Lab. In this podcast, I talk with lab members and colleagues about their experiences with the Media Education Lab. I'm thrilled to have as my first guest, my mentor, colleague, founder, and co-director of the Media Education Lab, Dr. Renee Hobbs. In this short podcast, I ask Renee to reflect on the journey to create this amazing organization. So how did it all start?
When I was a professor at Babson College, I had a strong need to engage beyond the college to the larger Boston community. And I found ways to do that by working with middle school teachers at the Taft Middle School in Boston. And doing that really helped me understand that supporting teachers and bringing teachers together for dialogue and discussion was absolutely critical to the future of media literacy education. So I found lots of ways to do that with the Bill Ricka Public Schools in the 2 or 3 years of teacher training that I did there, with teachers in Worcester, Newton, all around the Boston area. That became really the focus of my work in the 1990s, and it motivated my inspiration to create the Alliance for a Media Literate America, which became NAMLY. And it also motivated my work with Liz Toman in the Felton Media Literacy Scholars Program. So in the 90s, I was creating a community of people. We met at that time face-to-face, right? at conferences and at workshops and at seminars, all mostly in the Boston area. When I moved to Temple University, I knew I wanted to keep doing that. When I was in Boston, we called it the Media Literacy Project. When I moved to Temple University, I renamed it the Media Education Lab. But I kept doing the same thing, reaching out, making friends, finding people who were passionate about this topic, and finding ways for us to come together as a learning community.
And speaking of learning community, when I came for the first time to the lab in 2010, everyone was so hyped about the Powerful Voices for Kids project. I saw something so special in the relation building of the Labster. And I wonder over the years, what is this special component that generates deep relationship between different members of the lab?
Yeah, for sure. So I think there are three elements that are present in kind of all the outreach kinds of initiatives that we do when we work with elementary teachers, secondary teachers, college faculty, graduate students. One is the concept of being a co-learner, right? I don't design programs that feature me blah, blah, blahing about stupid stuff. that's not very interesting to me. It's much more interesting to come together as a team and wrestle with a problem that none of us have the answers to. So what I usually like to do is find an interesting problem and bring people together to try to work on it. That's number one, being a co-learner, right? Step two, I think, is this idea of fail fast, right? So in order to learn the most, you have to take risks. You have to try new things. You have to try things that you're not good at, right? And so fail fast means accelerate learning by making it okay to fail. Actually, even not just okay to fail, making it desirable to fail, right? Because through failure, we learn more, right? So, and that's the step three, create high levels of trust and respect so that people feel comfortable taking risks and people know that they're going to be supported through a process that will involve failure. So that seems to bring out the courage in all of us. So those three elements seem to be features of most of the projects and initiatives that I've worked on at the Media Education Lab.
You've been doing this work for more than 30 years. Can you share how did it impacted you?
Yeah, I do not think I'd be working on media literacy this long. I thought that it wouldn't take this long to figure it out. I thought maybe it'd be a 5 or 10 year project and that, you know, I get bored easily. So I couldn't imagine that it would be a topic that would continue to draw my interest after all these times. But media literacy is a moving target, right? It keeps changing because of the changes in media and technology. And so I think that is the thing that makes it so such a interesting, complicated topic. We've got education systems that are changing and dynamic. We've got media systems that are changing and dynamic. And then we as media consumers and creators, we're changing, right? As we move through, you know, the life cycle. So I'm startled by the fact that I wake up wondering new questions about media literacy every day. That just seems amazing and wonderful. And how has it changed me? I feel like because of how dynamic this field is, I've been able to kind of escape the curse of knowledge. You know, the idea is that you can acquire expertise that blinds you, right? And I feel like because the field is so dynamic, I continually approach it with like a beginner's mindset, right? I recognize that the river, it's like a river. You know, every time you step into it, yeah, the river's still there, but it's a new river. It's new water. It's that dynamic. And that makes it a great time to be a newcomer in this field, right? To see with fresh eyes and to see possibilities for what media literacy will look like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years into the future, which is why, Yanti, I am so thrilled about your leadership of the Media Education Lab, because you're going to take it into the future in a way that will just be unbelievable and really important for a whole global community.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to working with you on all the Media Education Lab initiatives we are developing. And speaking of, what do you think is the most significant role of the Media Education Lab?
The Media Education Lab is a community of learners. That's its most important function. It took us a long time to figure that out. For a while, we thought the best way we could support the community was to create materials. And then we thought, okay, well, the best way we can support the community is to offer conferences and workshops and programs. And I think even more fundamental than those things, those are important things, of course, but even more important than that is this idea of creating a place where people can think together. And through collaboration, we can go so much farther than we can on our own. So I feel like our next big problem in the media literacy universe is scaling, right? So, but how do we scale? Well, we have to scale up through collaboration. And that's what makes it really thrilling to participate in this community right now, is that we're helping each other build a global media literacy movement. So communities stay vibrant by increasing the diversity of leadership, right? And by creating pathways for new leaders. And I feel like in some ways our work in thinking about leadership development is going to be more important in the years to come. And part of leadership development is taking risks. Part of it is supporting people. And part of it is providing opportunities for people to grow. So all of those things, all of those leadership development components are going to be more important to the Media Education Lab in the years to come.
And so what is your vision for the future of the Media Education Lab?
Now we're a public benefit company. So Our mission is to advance media literacy through leadership development and through programs and services that support a global online learning community. I'm humbled and honored and thrilled that you are embracing this impossible thing of taking on the leadership of the Media Education Lab. And I know that you're going to gather around you, just as I have, a team of very talented and hardworking and dedicated people. You already have, Yanti. And so that just makes me very happy. And I'm so proud of you.
Just to clarify, you are not leaving the Media Education Lab.
It's not a farewell, but I think the idea of our roles changing is really important. I continue to serve as founder. So as founder, I'm going to try to make sure to bring resources and opportunities to the Media Education Lab community. But as director, you're going to do all the heavy lifting around creating these programs and services and supporting this community. So in terms of division of labor, we'll be working together for a while.
I look forward to it.
Building this new website, creating the Media Ed Forum, creating the Media Ed Institute. Yanti, you have more than stepped into the role of director with these exciting new initiatives. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Renee. It has been amazing 13 years working together, and I cannot wait for all our new initiatives to start. It is always a thrill to talk to you. And as the inaugural episode of the Media Ed podcast, I'm glad you gave us a glimpse of the history, trajectory, and mission of the Media Education Lab. In the next episode, we will keep celebrating the work of the Media Education Lab and looking into its future. Our soundtrack is Vera's Song, composed and produced by Victor Lundberg. I'm your host, Yonti Friesen. Until next time, use your media literacy power thoughtfully, kindly, and wisely.